Hello and welcome to Your Life is a Miracle with Micaeus. So this is part two of the last talk I gave, which was called Coronacation, How to Not Go Crazy in Your House. So in this one, what I want to talk about is how to feel awesome in your house. Yeah? So just to recap a little bit, a few of the things that we talked about in the last talk was how to be still, to move into stillness, how you are always creating your experience based on the stories that you tell yourself, what it would be like to be open to a new story, a new experience, and then saying yes to all of the things that fill you up, that feel good, that you've perhaps forgotten about in all of our daily distractions. So, as I wake up this morning, I think, wow, each day is such an amazing opportunity to restart, to reset myself, my emotions, my day, the things I want to do. And we have so much freedom in this time to think about that. Most of us have more time. Some of us are still working, but at least, you know, we have more time because maybe we don't have to get dressed or shower or travel or commute or whatever your situation is. I imagine you have a little bit more time on your hands, or at least are feeling a bit more reflective with yourself because you're literally like in front of yourself all the time. The universe is like, hey, look at yourself, check yourself, what's going on? Ah, such is the gift of stillness. Such is the gift of this quarantine, this staycation, this quarantini, coronacation, yeah? So I'm thinking about, you know, a video that I saw, and the gist of it was you make about 80,000 decisions a day. Yeah? These decisions can be ones that are in alignment with living your best life, or they can be what I would refer to as energy bleeds. And so I want you to think back to a day that felt really good. Like maybe you went to yoga, you had a nice practice, you got up early to go there, or maybe you went to the gym early, and then you left and you were like, wow, what a beautiful day, the sun is shining, feels good, I feel good. And maybe you had to go to a store or run an errand, and the people were really nice to you everywhere. You're basically in a Cinderella movie. Yeah. You know, and then maybe you get home and your partner says something nice to you and you just feel like, ah, everything feels really good. And you think, ah, I think I want a coffee, but I'm not going to have coffee today because I think tea sounds good. Oh, and I'll have a really delicious meal because I took care of myself this morning. I worked out, so that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Your day could have went also in many different ways. Maybe half of that was true, and then you sat down and ate a whole chocolate cake to yourself, and then you were like, damn it. So we have all of these decisions that we make each day. And we essentially have two ways that we could be making decisions. We could be making them out of instant gratification. I want that chocolate cake. Want the coffee. I deserve to have a few drinks on the weekend. Yeah. Or you can be making them out of delayed gratification, like exercising. Does not feel particularly good at the moment, But you feel the benefits of it after, don't you? In your day or your week, or at least maybe a couple hours later, you have the thought of, oh, I worked out today. Great job. Yeah. Or in a meditation practice. Ooh, anybody that's starting to meditate or has started knows it is not easy to start. But the benefits outweigh the difficulty. Or maybe eating healthier. Yeah, or maybe alcohol. You think well, that would be the opposite. Okay, so in instant gratification decisions, we see that, you know, they leave us with like an energetic hangover because they feel good. And then studies show that over time, you know, that good that feels really nice, it goes down and down and down until it's no more. And then over time, what we see is actually all of these experiences add up to sort of an energy bleed and a way of being. Yeah. Okay, now let's go to the delayed gratification. So all of these experiences of, wow, I read a book this week. Oh, that felt good. Yeah, it's like it might not immediately feel good, but over time, it just goes up and up and up. And you think, I read a book this month, and I went to the gym each day, and actually my body feels good. It looks good. Yeah. So you might consider from where you're making these decisions, because these decisions are not only to affect like you for an hour or in the moment, they have lasting, like lifelong outcomes. So if you are a person that has been operating mainly in instant gratification, you might notice this pattern in your relationships. You might notice when it gets difficult that you bail out. Or maybe you don't bail out, but in arguments, you just push that away because you don't want that right now. Yeah? Your ability to sit with discomfort, which is what we are all doing now in this coronation, your ability to sit with discomfort means that you get more out of the experience. It means you get to play in creating a new experience. It means you get to play right now in what can I learn on YouTube? How can I feed myself during this moment of difficulty? How can I sit with myself and learn from this? How can I be in stillness? What can I create around it? And it's a vastly different experience. And it will mean that you come out of this quarantine thinking, oh my gosh, I just feel so much more stiller. I feel like that was wild, and perhaps I don't want to do that again, but like, I utilized that time. Or you could be like, damn, I just sat and watched Netflix all the time. You decide. So what I feel is that every day we get up and we have a decision to make decisions. Yeah. And there's a part of you that knows, like, this is where you are to get hypervigilant. There's a part of you that knows exactly what to do in every moment, but you have to take some stillness. I particularly enjoy meditating. It brings me the stillness to be able to feel like I can move through these decisions in smarter ways that feel 100% good to my being and don't create sort of an energetic hangover. So an example for me of an energetic hangover would be, you know, I get up and I think, oh, I want a coffee because I love a coffee. Coffee just sounds really good. But then later I have the crash and I realize like my coffee's super sugary and it just doesn't feel good. It yellows my teeth. And it's not something that I would say I have a full body yes to. So if you don't have a full body yes to something, like check in. Does it feel good in your mind? Yeah, like your thought process. Does it feel good in your heart, your emotion center? Does it feel good in your stomach, in your intuitive center? If not, if there's any doubt, then it's a no. So weed it out. Cut it out, yeah? This is how you start to tune into if you are saying yes to instant gratification or not. What are the things that you want to do today with your day? Make yourself a list. It will feel great to accomplish those things. Which is not to say the only way we can achieve happiness is through instant or is through delayed gratification. It's just a way of noticing, how can I be with discomfort to be with the greater sense of good in my life? And how can I notice those things that I always say yes to because it's purely a habit? You know, there are so many things in your life that are just a habit. Might be turning on the TV and watching Netflix. What else could I do with that time? Yeah. What else could I be eating instead of this? Because I'm telling myself the story, I don't have time to cook something else. Or I'm tired, I deserve Netflix. Or I deserve these extra two drinks that later gives me a hangover. Yeah? So my premise and what I feel is that by saying no to things, I can say yes to other things. So I'll give you an example. I did this, I did a coaching course. The coaching course ended. I was really sad about it. I thought about filling my time with all these other experiences, but I was like, I'm just trying to fill the void. So I just have to be with discomfort right now. It is what it is. Yeah. And then somewhere out of, you know, just whatever, serendipity, this other program came up that was really cheap. It was a week long. This came after me probably sitting with this for a good 2 weeks in the discomfort. And it just felt like the thing to do. It was only $50. And it was a 1 week course. And I took it and it felt so good. So clarifying. And then it ended. And they said, we would love for you to be part of our community. And I thought, here's this amazing community, awesome, all of the things that I love. There's no reason to say no. But there was this very small part of my being that was like, what if something else could be possible? And I tuned into that and I applied this principle. Saying no to something means I can say yes to something else. So I said no to it. Yeah. And then something else came up to test me. The universe will test you. It's so smart like that. And a group of people who said, we would really like to meet. We want to do this thing. And I thought, wow, that sounds really great. But I've done that. And I don't know. See, what I want you to realize is out of fear of not having something better come up, I could have chosen both of those things. But I was watching that really small part in me that was not a full body yes. That was not a full body yes. That I didn't feel it as a totally yes in my gut, my heart, and my mind. And so I said, no. And then this random thing came up on YouTube about the Wim Hof method, which is this whole breathing method that's like super cool. And like, I was just like, oh my God, that feels so good. I love watching these videos. I love tuning into this. Wow. And this course is on sale. Oh my gosh. Don't think I'm a course junkie. I kind of am, but just right now. You know, and the way that I didn't not purchase the course because I thought I don't need to do that. I'm just going to watch the free videos and I'm going to tune into what's going on. I'm going to do these breathing practices and every day I do them and I feel great and I feel energized and more just good is coming my way. And I received something else of a really powerful invitation to join this level of a leadership opportunity that I thought, wow, this is great. And it's like, I'm noticing that more and more and more and more good is coming. So please map this onto your life. Are you making a decision out of fear that that something better will not come? Because if that's what you are making it out of, then small things will come your way. We must be able to say no. Yeah, we must be able to sit in discomfort. Because out of discomfort, we learn so much. This is your lesson for coronation. This is the lesson that the world is giving us right now. That this shit is not comfortable. All right, let's just not lie. Let's call it as it is. We are quarantined. We're staying home. People are dying. Shit is going on. It's getting real. And we are being asked to be with one another, to realize what's going on in our healthcare systems. What's going on in our education systems, in our employment systems, that when something happens, people are not taken care of? And what's going on in your life that when you're asked to sit still, you can't? You should be like, I love my company. I love myself. I'm just gonna chill. This is a party. Woo! Put on the music. Listen, I am very grateful for you being here. I would love for you to share this podcast, to like it, to comment, to subscribe, to do all those things. This is a time for us to uplift each other. Notice the flow, be in the flow. Thank you for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste.